Our guest in the cafe this morning is longtime certified financial advisor Jim Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jim, I've seen a couple of articles lately about high schools and colleges offering classes or workshops on personal finance for kids, for teenage kids, either in high school or college. Seems like great idea, doesn't it?
It is a great idea, and it's been rejected for some reason by whomever, the powers that be. It just doesn't. I've been promoting this, not actively, but at least every chance I got, I'd mention that we need to teach the kids about the basics of financial planning while they're in high school. And it certainly needs to be taught in college, too. It probably ought to be a mandatory course. I think, in fact, it should be. And because dealing with clients for 25 years, I found that we are behind. America's behind in teaching them, and the kids come out without an inkling a lot of times of what it's like to make a living and to prepare for all the things that are going to happen to you in life.
We're going to come back to where the United States ranks with other countries here in a moment. One high school student said, this was in Connecticut, I'm really surprised my parents can keep it up. The cost of housing alone surprised me. The kids, 16, 17 years old, really they are quite clueless sometimes.
They are, and we talk about it, but we really don't realize that what we're saying is an understatement rather than an overstatement. We think, well, kids don't have a clue. They really don't, and they don't understand what it takes, how much money it takes to live. I think somewhere it said that one kid thought he could get along on $75 a month. You know what he talked to? Basic fundamentals.
Yeah, well, it's been so far so good on $75 a month, maybe, or less.
Well, that's your allowance, and you got no expenses.
Yeah. Right. In this one course in Connecticut where I read there are now 10 high schools in Connecticut that require a personal finance class for graduation. And students are taught to create a budget and the very fundamental idea that you should spend less than you make.
Yeah, the fundamental idea I like. I tell you, I seldom use the B word, the budget, because
it puts people off.
And I'm talking adults and kids. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to do it. Adults don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And it's difficult to do. What I try to follow, if I were teaching a high school class, and I'm not telling people how to do it necessarily, but what I would do and what I did when I was teaching other people about financial, my clients and other CPAs, I would teach them to tell stories. And I would put put true stories with different names and a little bit different circumstances. And I'd tell, here's what happened to old Joe. And when he got out of high school, he got out of college. And here's what happened to him if he didn't do this. And my favorite story of all of those is the stories. I mean, there are dozens of them where the parents would bring their child in for a tax session or a financial planning session. They'd make them come in. You could tell they didn't want to. And they'd sit there with me. And 20 years later, many of those kids come up to me and said, I heard what you said that day, and I did it, and it worked. And it's just a matter of people have the budgeting thing puts a negative connotation. And if there's one thing the kids need to learn, that saving money is not a punishment. It's a positive thing. Uh-huh. It's not. A lot of people believe it's sinful to accumulate money because they believe that money is the root of all evil. Instead of putting the love of money as you don't have to love it, but management of money and enjoyment of money are necessary for each other. Mm-hmm. They're not exclusive of each other.
We're talking with Jim Ainsworth, longtime certified financial advisor. A couple of articles about high schools and colleges that are requiring kids to take a personal finance class, and really we should have somebody sitting in with us here who's in education.
Yes.
I think one of the arguments is, well, we're already piling so much on kids as it is, requirements for this, that, and the other. This mm-hmm. is one more thing. I think that's one of the impediments to it.
I've said to my own children and several people over the years, I never wanted to be an accountant, and I got my degree here in accounting, and never ever wanted to be one. But I'm so glad that I did, because it's a subject that everybody is involved with, whether they want to be or not. You don't have to be an accountant, but you're going to have to deal with numbers. You're going to have to deal with bank accounts. You're going to have to deal with money.
Come back to the point about where we stand relative to the rest of the world. The 2012 international study says U.S. teenagers were in the lower half of the 18 countries in the study, and we were below Latvia, but also, which is, I guess, not all that inspiring, but also below, maybe more significantly, Russia and China.
Russia and China, yes. That's pretty shameful. And it's frightening because, you know, we've got a $20 trillion budget now, and that's part of the problem. I think a lot of people in Congress didn't take financial planning in high school.
but our competitors, our direct
competitors do.
Russia and China, they're doing a better job of educating their kids.
Yeah, yes, on this subject for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, good. Jim, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You bet.
Jim Ainsworth, longtime certified financial advisor, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.